Hello and welcome to Artists Soar. This is a podcast for artists by three artists. We discuss all aspects of being artists, the good, the bad, and the ugly. The goal of each podcast is to provide solutions so artists can focus on their creativity and soar above. I'm Rachel Harshenko.
Jules McCullough.
Stephanie Weaver.
Once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed.
So even the simplest tool can empower people to do great things. So today's episode, we're going to be talking about what are some of the tools that ensure that we're staying creative and productive.
Oh, yeah, the productive part. You got the creative part? Okay.
Probably. Yeah, I mean.
So productive, I mean, wise, like, I love ClickUp.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm ClickUp loving it now, too.
Yeah.
It's taken me a while to embrace it, but now.
Is that overtaking Airtable?
Yes, because it's got task management in it and project management tools.
Yeah.
Airtable's strictly a database, but now I'm in the process of integrating or transferring my inventory to ClickUp.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. Okay. Stephanie helped me through that last the other week. And
do you have your inventory in ClickUp now?
Yeah. So that way I've got statuses set to what ones are on Etsy and Redbubble, and then which ones haven't been listed, which ones, and then an inventory, like what pieces are at what location. Mm-hmm. And that way I can just create an inventory list for that particular location. And
are you going to put like an affiliate link for us? Don't have ClickUp? That would be good to have in the show notes.
I can do that. I should probably do a quick little video and show you how I'm using it. But I
that
still,
would be
like,
wonderful.
In the inventory management class, I still use in that one Airtable, because I think ClickUp is more, it's for more advanced, I think, project management and inventory management than Airtable is a great place to start. And it's free up to a point.
Yeah.
Right.
And now, I mean, they've really upped the game on the free version. And it's an Excel file, basically, but it's a database. So you can sort and
I mean, I like Airtable and everything, and you guys are loving the ClickUp. I'm like, of course, like anyone would kind of believe, but I'm a little bit behind on the ClickUp.
Well, and the ClickUp isn't.
It's got a steep learning curve.
It does.
Yeah.
It does have a steep learning curve, and they do reach out and give you some training and stuff. But if you don't understand how to make a project management workflow for a task, ClickUp is not going to come automatically.
No, I know. And you have added me to your ClickUp, and I'm going to need a tutorial.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, for most artists, Airtable is good.
Yeah. Airtable
is wonderful. I love Airtable.
It's just like I get used to doing something in a certain way, and I'm finally like on board with Airtable, and y'all have moved on. And I'm like,
I wanted something that could easily send me reminders and integegrate with my task list. And Airtable did not integrate with my task list.
Yeah.
It was a stepping stone to find what I wanted, because I looked at ClickUp a year and a half, 2 years ago, and I bought the subscription because it wasn't that expensive at the time. But I ended up not using it because of the learning curve, and I just used Airtable. Mm-hmm. But now I have all my goals in ClickUp. I'm tracking them on a monthly basis. I have all my tasks in there. I'm working on getting my inventory, but I made different boards for my inventory. So I have my location board. Is it in my website? Is it at my studio? Is it on print on demand? And then I have a subject board. So I can sort the board by subject. Am I loud?
Well.
And then I also have...
you're fine.
Like a task list, you know, what do I want to do with this? Do I need to, is it ready to go up onto print on demand? Is it, you know, task oriented? Is it in process? Is it completed? Mm-hmm. So I have three boards all within that one inventory that I can easily look at to see where things are.
Okay. Well,
process wise, I would recommend like artists first start with Airtable. And then when you get to a point where you're going to want outside help, And that's when I would switch to ClickUp.
That's a good point. Yes.
Yeah. Because not everybody's going to need assistance. But when you need assistance, ClickUp can help you with assigning tasks to, like I have an assistant in the Philippines. He gets tasks. So you two work together. And so you get assigned tasks. Mm-hmm. It's got a Slack-like communication tool within it. So that's the benefit, I think, there. But Airtable is a great place to start, because here's the problem with a lot of solutions. If you don't train yourself to use the solution, it's not going to do you any good. Right. So get used to Airtable first, understand that infrastructure, because really the infrastructure that's built there is very similar to ClickUp, but ClickUp just allows you to have those extensible communication methods.
Right. Well, it's more of a workflow than Airtable's not a workflow.
Yeah.
Airtable is strictly...
They're trying, but it's not.
No. They're trying to compete with the workflows, but it's not a project management tool. It is strictly a database tool that's can easily be learned if you know Excel or Google Sheets.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And if you're using Excel or Google Sheets and it's working for you, more power to you.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But for us...
Right.
You know.
Well, I pushed Airtable, and I still push Airtable for the inventory management, because it allows you to add images. Mm-hmm. And so we have our QR codes there. We'd have the image of the artwork. And so it made creating labels
very easy.
Yeah. Easy. And then I also used it for social media management for a long time, so that, I had my image. Again, it was all image based. It really helped me see the imagery. Right. But
because we're visual.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, as artists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it does help.
Mm-hmm. And that's probably my number one productivity is Airtable and ClickUp. What was the question?
Tools. What are the tools that help ensure that you're being creative and productive?
Okay. I got the productive. What do you use for creative?
Well, I think the creative falls in two categories. It's the inspiration to become creative, or to be creative. You need the inspiration.
Yeah.
But you also need then the tool to help you. And obviously my tool choice is going to be Photoshop. Love Illustrator, love InDesign, love all the other programs. But if I only had to pick one, the tool would be Photoshop.
That's my answer.
Because I can do so much more with it. Yes, it's not vector based, but I work in a big enough file size that doesn't matter for me.
I love Photoshop just because, you can grab pictures. Mm-hmm. And then pull them into Photoshop, and you can either, collage them, you can size them different, you can shape them different,
right?
Whatever you want, you can, and then create what you want to put on the canvas.
Yeah.
But if you're talking about creativity from finding what you're looking for to create from, I would argue Pinterest or Discover on Instagram.
Oh. Yeah.
So I think there's two paths for that creative aspect of the question that I wasn't clear on. So,
well, talk us through those.
So if I have an idea, when I was on my trip recently to Aruba, I have in OneNote a list of ideas that I came up with of things I want to create. We found starfish in the...
I throw that in a ClickUp.
I threw it into OneNote, so I'm pulling out my OneNote right now. That's where all my ideas go. Because if it's... And let me explain that, too.
Does OneNote work with ClickUp?
No. Okay. But I put my ideas in OneNote, and this is my reason why, is because if it's not going anywhere and it's not going to become something, then it doesn't deserve to be in a project management tool in my mind.
But see, I'll just close out the status and say reviewed, not good enough or something. Like you can add statuses and stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
And I like to put a lot of, sometimes I'll handwrite my notes in OneNote. Sometimes I'm throwing images in there like I have now. Other times, I'm just jotting down an idea. So when I was in Aruba, I came up with a list of about 15 different things that I want to create. We saw a stingray when we were in the ocean. Mm-hmm. It was just a baby ray, but it was so cool. Mm-hmm. So I'm have some ideas flowing through my head on how I want to take that stingray and make it more abstract to my style. We had a starfish that we went out and looked for every day, and we knew it was our starfish that we were looking for, who my daughter nicknamed Starry, because it had a circle on one spot of it. And so we would landmark where it was on each day, and then we'd go out and find it, and it slowly was moving across the swim area. Which then led me to, I know it was so cool. So that led me to wanting to create some more starfish in a pattern. So I need to get to paint supplies for that. A seahorse. And then I was watching a documentary on the plane that had a whale in it. And I came up with that idea, which then led me to a narwhal, because you don't see a lot of narwhal paintings out there. And then when we went,
it's the unicorn.
Yes, the ocean. It is. And then when we went horseback riding, I saw some really cool cactuses that are not, they're edible and they're not very, it's a fruity cactus.
Is it the prickly pear?
Nope. No, it's totally, it's a little round ball with the prickles on top, and it's kind of got a reddish color to it. I can't remember what it was called, but anyways, I was like, I need to go back and pull out my cactus sketches and do something with that. And then of course, jellyfish. I have so many jellyfish photographs. I was like, I want to do an ink drawing with watercolor. So ink it first and then add watercolor to it. So anyways, OneNote's kind of where I jot all that down. But now that I have these ideas, I want to go do some research on colorways, styles, different things that way. Then I'll use Instagram search or Pinterest for that. So
yeah, but your first step, though, I like it, is that you're out in nature. And that's where you find your inspiration.
Every trip I take, I find ideas.
You're in the real world.
I mean, that's where all my ideas come from, even though I'm not a realist.
You're not Googling or anything.
No. It's just like, and each one, like I said, the stingray has a story. The starfish has a story. The cactus we found has a story. You know, there's all these different stories to what I'm finding, which is what I'm creating from. So
I like that.
That's very cool.
But from an inspiration standpoint, I need those tools just to help get the juices kind of flowing. I don't want to copy anyone else. But, you know.
No, but I like the idea of using Pinterest, because I that's not my automatic go-to.
Yeah. And I don't necessarily pin what I find unless I need it for some reason. Did I get loud again?
You did, but it's okay. You can actually leave that in there. We're trying, folks. No, but that's a great idea, because you can, instead of just going to Pixabay or Google and looking up images, which could lead to copyright problems, you can just go to Pinterest and you're still getting great ideas.
Right.
I like that.
And I mean, and then I dump those ideas into my OneNote file where I have stuff. And I can just kind of scroll through, and then I know that I'm not copying somebody else's stuff, you know, just as a double check.
Right.
And anyways, but very cool. And I can make notes next to what I like about each piece. That's another big thing that I do.
I think a big part of staying creative for you is your traveling. Your travels.
My problem right at the moment, though, is I'm traveling like every 3 to 4 weeks, and I'm not having enough time to create the ideas.
Right.
So it's like I just got back from Aruba on Sunday, and I leave for Mexico in 18 days.
So, is it 18?
Yes. 18 days?
Well, it was 18 days on Sunday, so. Or Monday.
Wow.
18 days, I think, till check-in. Or maybe it was 18 days till we left. Anyways, yeah. So it's, I'm not having a lot of time, but at least this trip to Mexico, I'm taking my watercolors, and because it's just Rachel and I. Well, actually, I don't have kids yanking on my tail to do stuff. I took my watercolors to Aruba, but I have time to do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. When you have three children.
Right.
And that's actually, you know, we all have families.
Yeah.
In different stages of life, but I mean, they still take time away from our creativity.
Yes.
And that's so interesting. I mean, like, you took your watercolors, but you didn't have any time, but you at least put all your, you noted everything down.
Right. And that's what I ended up doing is I started noting it.
Yeah.
And then like when I was in Mexico in January, I was able to create while I was there. So I used my watercolors. I even took my scanner with, because it's like weighs a pound, and threw it in my suitcase and scanned stuff while I was there because I took my big paper.
Cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What are some ways that you stay creative? I think that you do a lot of, to me, not processing, but you spend like a lot of meditative time.
Yeah, I kind of
like that.
Think a lot about things of, and I told my daughter is actually a lot of inspiration. My kids are, because mm-hmm. I'll just throw out an idea and then they start building on it. And that's how it kind of goes. And then I know all of us, we kind of get together and it goes working on three paintings of flowers, and flowers are kind of boring to me, but, and so I added animals to it, and they've got, every one of them has like a little mouse in it. Mm-hmm. And so us meeting together, Julie's like, well, move the mouse down here. That way it balances it out. It's looking a little top heavy over here. And so that helps a lot. And just talking through things and building it in my mind. And so I think the paintings kind of get built in my mind before I go start searching for images, because I do have to have mm-hmm. an image to use to initially start it.
Right.
And then after a while, I just,
it becomes your own.
Yeah. Right. I just kind of put the image to the side and like,
let the painting come to life.
Yeah. Like the little mouse, it looks like nothing like the original mouse that I saw, because, you know, I don't know. I wanted it the way I wanted it.
Right, yeah, exactly. So.
And they're really interesting. And I liked it that you kept your creativity. Like, I liked it that you did a small painting and a big painting.
Yeah, that was
a small painting and a big painting. And that was at the same time. I loved it.
Oh, that was trying something just to kind of see, you know, I wanted the certain effect, and then I learned, you know, what worked and what didn't work, and then what I needed to modify. Like, I needed bigger paintbrushes for the bigger panel. Mm-hmm. And I was using the same size on both of them, but I like the effect that I received on the smaller than I did on the bigger. So it's like, okay, get bigger brushes. So
there you go.
Yeah. And for me, I guess it's a lot of living in my head, and you live out loud.
I never thought about that, because I don't think of myself as living out loud, but
I don't get out much. I really don't.
I have, you know, I love traveling now.
Yeah.
And being able to see all these different things.
And you're able to go and travel now.
You're right. Yeah. The kids are old enough and...
Well, and we're past the quarantining and...
Right.
Six more years, I'll be where you're at.
Six more years.
That's the plan.
So...
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know if I'll be this lucky the rest of the year or next year, but right now I'm taking advantage of it and... Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I notice I take more pictures of other stuff than I do my kids, because I want to remember this other stuff for ideas that I have at the time that I've seen it.
That's hilarious.
So I was like, oh, I guess I need to download the pictures from the camera so I can upload them to Facebook for family, so they know that I do have kids. I'm not ignoring them.
No.
But I get a lot of my colors from my travels, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't wait to see all these.
That's going to be awesome.
It's going to be so cool.
I know. I need like 2 weeks of no work just to create all these ideas.
Mm. Well, let us know what kind of tools you guys use and how you stay creative and productive. It may be some other type of computer program we haven't heard of or thought about yet. So, mm-hmm. or some new kind of tools. So let us know. And until next time.
Thanks for listening to Artists Soar,
a podcast for artists by artists. And if you have any questions, feel free to email us at hello@artistsoar.com.
And be sure to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts so that you can get more of us, and we can bring in some sponsors to help you and help us.